Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, January 28, 2025.
EU extends sanctions on Russia. The European Union has tightened its grip on Russia by renewing sanctions for another 6 months, a decision made on January 27, 2025. Hungary, a member state with close ties to Russia, agreed to support this renewal in exchange for assurances on energy security. Kaja Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, announced the extension, highlighting the EU's commitment to cutting off funds for Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. These sanctions involve trade bans and actions that freeze Russia's central bank resources, requiring unanimous approval from all EU member states every 6 months. With a deadline of January 31, 2025, the urgency is clear. Failing to renew could lead to the unfreezing of Russian assets in Europe, which might undermine support for Ukraine. The financial stakes are high, as profits from frozen Russian resources are being used to finance a $50 billion loan to Ukraine, backed by the Group of Seven Nations. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán initially sought consultations with the Trump administration before agreeing to the sanctions renewal, reflecting the complexities of EU politics. This situation underscores the ongoing tensions in the region and the EU's determination to maintain pressure on Russia while supporting Ukraine's stability.
Canada's federal election and economic outlook. Canada is preparing for a federal election by October 20, 2025, which could reshape the economy. Polls indicate that the Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, is poised for victory. If they win, we might see a wave of business-friendly reforms that could ease trade tensions with the United States. Investors are optimistic that this shift will boost corporate earnings, especially for Canadian banks with strong U.S. ties. The Toronto Stock Exchange has recently risen by 2.99% this month and an impressive 18% in 2024, although it still trails behind the U.S. S&P 500. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar has weakened, now at an exchange rate of 1.4515 Canadian dollars per U.S. dollar, raising concerns about its impact on exports. With a leadership change in the Liberal Party set for March 9, 2025, uncertainty looms, especially with potential candidates like Mark Carney and Chrystia Freeland distancing themselves from current policies. Investors are hopeful that a conservative win will create a more favorable business climate, boosting the Toronto Stock Exchange and strengthening the Canadian economy.
OpenAI's legal battle in India. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, is caught in a high-stakes legal battle in India. Major media companies, including the Indian Express, Hindustan Times, and NDTV, owned by billionaires Gautam Adani and Mukesh Ambani, claim that OpenAI used their copyrighted content without permission. This lawsuit reflects growing concerns among authors and news organizations about tech firms misusing their work. With over 690 million smartphone users, India is a vital market for AI technologies. The media outlets argue that OpenAI is collecting content from their websites unlawfully. The legal filing warns that OpenAI's actions threaten the copyrights of the Digital News Publishers Association and its members. This case follows a previous lawsuit by the local news agency, ANI, against OpenAI in 2022. As the legal actions unfold, the outcome could reshape how AI companies engage with content creators and raise crucial questions about copyright law in our digital age.
Conflict escalates in Goma, DRC. Gunfire erupted in Goma, the largest city in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, on January 27, 2025. The M23 rebels claimed they had taken control of the city, escalating tensions despite a United Nations Security Council call for peace. Reports indicate that DRC and Rwandan troops exchanged gunfire along their border, raising fears of a broader conflict. DRC spokesman Patrick Muyaya confirmed Rwandan forces were present in Goma and urged residents to stay indoors to avoid property damage. The M23 announced their takeover just before a deadline for Congolese troops to surrender their weapons expired. Thousands have been displaced in this mineral-rich region, long troubled by rivalries and ethnic disputes. The DRC condemned the M23's actions as a declaration of war by Rwanda and severed diplomatic relations, calling for international sanctions. Meanwhile, Kenya is facilitating talks between DRC President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwandan President Paul Kagame. This situation poses a serious threat to the stability of the region and the safety of Goma's 2 million residents.
CIA's new assessment on COVID-19 origins. On January 27, 2025, the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, revealed a significant finding about the origins of COVID-19. They believe it's more likely that the virus leaked from a lab rather than coming from nature, although they admit they're not very sure about this. This announcement follows the appointment of John Ratcliffe as the new CIA director under former President Donald Trump. The CIA's view aligns with reports from other U.S. agencies, including the FBI, suggesting the virus may have escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. In response, the Chinese government has dismissed the CIA's claims as deceptive and an attempt to damage its reputation. This lab leak theory raises serious concerns about safety in laboratories and has led to increased scrutiny of lab practices worldwide. The implications of this assessment could strain U.S.-China relations and influence future public health strategies. Understanding where COVID-19 came from is crucial for preventing future pandemics and ensuring global health security.
KuCoin's legal troubles. KuCoin, a major player in the cryptocurrency exchange world, has admitted to running an unlicensed money transmitting business. This admission came on January 27, 2025, in Manhattan, New York, before U.S. District Judge Andrew Carter. The U.S. Department of Justice announced that KuCoin will pay nearly $300 million in penalties, including a criminal fine of $112.9 million and a forfeiture of $184.5 million. As part of the agreement, the company must leave the U.S. market for at least 2 years. Founders Chun Gan, known as Michael, and Kutang, known as Eric, will each forfeit $2.7 million and step back from their roles. Prosecutors revealed that KuCoin, based in Seychelles, facilitated billions in questionable transactions linked to illegal activities. The company failed to implement essential fraud prevention measures. Founded in 2017, KuCoin had over 30 million registered users across 207 countries as of March 2024. This case marks a major turning point for KuCoin, with newly appointed CEO BC Wang emphasizing a renewed commitment to compliance and security.
UNRWA's operations in East Jerusalem to end. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, known as UNRWA, will stop its operations in East Jerusalem on January 27, 2025, due to a ban from the Israeli government. This decision impacts tens of thousands of Palestinian refugees who depend on UNRWA for essential services like education and healthcare. Since its founding in 1948, UNRWA has been crucial, initially assisting around 750,000 people and now serving about 30,000 in East Jerusalem alone. Jonathan Fowler, the agency's spokesperson, voiced serious concerns about the closure, particularly for those needing long-term medical care. The Israeli government has long seen UNRWA as a challenge, alleging bias and claiming some staff have ties to Hamas. This situation raises urgent questions about the future of humanitarian support for Palestinian refugees, as the effects of this ban extend beyond East Jerusalem, impacting the entire region amid a growing humanitarian crisis.
Bitcoin's recent price drop. Bitcoin took a nosedive on January 27, 2025, falling below $100,000 to $98,852.17, its lowest point in 11 days, with a 6% drop. Analysts attribute this decline to investor caution, sparked by a new Chinese artificial intelligence model from the startup DeepSeek, which raised concerns for Western tech companies. This drop followed a surge after Donald Trump's election, but excitement faded as market feelings shifted. Jeffrey Kendrick from Standard Chartered noted that falling Nasdaq futures added to the worries in the cryptocurrency world. Investors are also anxious about the slow pace of cryptocurrency regulations from the Trump administration. With high interest rates looming, Bitcoin and other risky assets are under pressure. As the digital currency landscape evolves, staying updated on tech trends and regulations is crucial for investors navigating this unpredictable market.
U.S. concerns over Chinese influence in Panama. As global powers vie for influence, the Panama Canal has become a focal point of tension. On January 28, 2025, Luis E. Sola, head of the Federal Maritime Commission, will testify before a U.S. Senate committee about the rising presence of Chinese companies in Panama. This situation raises significant concerns about Chinese investments in crucial infrastructure, especially the Panama Canal, which is vital for global trade and sees around $270 billion U.S. dollars in U.S. container traffic each year. Historically, the U.S. has had a strong interest in the canal, which was built from 1904 to 1914 and handed over to Panama in 1999. However, recent years have seen a spike in Chinese investments, prompting fears about U.S. influence in the region. Sola will stress the need for the U.S. to support American companies competing for contracts in Panama to prevent Chinese firms from taking over. Senate Commerce Committee Chair Ted Cruz shares these concerns, emphasizing that the U.S. should not allow Panama to give up control of this important infrastructure. Meanwhile, Panama's president, José Raúl Mulino, defends the country's management of the canal, asserting its responsible administration for global trade. As these developments unfold, they reflect broader geopolitical tensions that will be closely watched by American businesses and international observers.
Scott Bessent confirmed as U.S. Treasury Secretary. Scott Bessent has officially taken the reins as the new U.S. Treasury Secretary, confirmed by the Senate with a vote of 68-29, showcasing strong bipartisan support. As a billionaire hedge fund manager, Bessent is poised to tackle the immense challenge of managing the nation's staggering $28 trillion debt. His confirmation comes at a critical moment, as the U.S. faces rising budget deficits and inflation. During his hearing, Bessent stressed the urgent need to renew $4 trillion in tax cuts set to expire soon, warning that failing to do so could create significant hurdles for middle-class Americans. He also discussed plans to implement tariffs aimed at fighting unfair trade practices and boosting government revenue. With over 60% of federal debt due for renewal during his tenure, Bessent's experience, including a degree from Yale and work with influential investors like George Soros, positions him as a key player in shaping U.S. economic policy at this pivotal time.
Opportunity for European clean tech amid U.S. funding pause. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a pause on spending from the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. This creates a unique chance for European countries, especially Poland, to attract investments in clean technology. Krzysztof Balesta, Poland's State Secretary for Climate, highlighted that many companies are worried about the Inflation Reduction Act, which aimed to provide around $400 billion in support for clean industries. Some are even considering moving their investments to the U.S. to benefit from IRA subsidies and avoid strict European regulations. Balesta pointed out that this funding pause could make it harder for U.S. companies to secure financial support, allowing Europe to seize the moment. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has indicated that most grants for clean energy programs have already been allocated. This shift in U.S. support aligns with the European Union's plans for a new industrial policy, known as the Clean Industrial Deal, designed to help industries transition to lower carbon emissions. Additionally, Balesta mentioned the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, which will impose costs on carbon dioxide emissions for imported goods starting in 2026. He hopes this mechanism will be simplified as part of the Clean Industrial Deal, especially to assist smaller companies. This situation highlights the ongoing tension between U.S. and European climate policies and the evolving investment strategies as companies navigate these changes.
U.S.-Colombia tensions over deportation flights. Tensions are escalating between the United States and Colombia regarding deportation flights for Colombian migrants. President Trump has warned of potential tariffs on Colombian imports after Colombia refused to accept military aircraft carrying deported citizens. This situation highlights Trump's ongoing efforts to control immigration. President Petro's refusal to allow the planes to land led to heated exchanges, with Trump accusing him of disrespecting deported migrants. In response, Petro shared a video showcasing the harsh realities faced by deportees. With around 240,000 unauthorized Colombian immigrants in the U.S., this issue is critically important for both nations. Trump's threats of tariffs could soar to 50% on Colombian goods, raising prices for consumers, especially for flours and coffee. In retaliation, Petro indicated Colombia would impose similar tariffs on U.S. goods. However, a resolution was reached when Foreign Minister Murillo announced that Colombia would accept the deported citizens. This situation underscores the delicate balance between immigration control and economic cooperation.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.